Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from October 14, 2019 to October 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On October 14, here were the news. Telegram could postpone crypto issuance after US halts token sale. Token investors may sue after former Korean social media giant shuts down. South Korean blockchain ID service raises $8 million in Series A. Five top car makers enter field trials for automatic blockchain payments. Coinbase eyes European growth after winning Irish e-money license. Forex broker FXCM launches basket of five cryptos for retail investors. G7 evaluates stablecoins as risk to global financial stability. Switzerland's crypto valley is bringing blockchain to Zurich. Bitcoin faces drop below $8,000 despite beating price resistance. Thrill-seeking drives investors to trade crypto, study finds. Daily liquidity comes to crypto fund with Luca accounting tool. ZCASH's Halo breakthrough is a big deal not just for cryptocurrencies. On October 15, here were the news. Watch, Big Four exec says privacy is key to enterprise blockchain adoption. Libra is catalytic event for central banks, says head of Sweden's Riksbank. BNB-based crypto ETP now live on Swiss SIX stock exchange. CipherTrace's blockchain forensics service now covers 700 crypto assets. CoinShares, blockchain launch gold token network on a Bitcoin sidechain. South Korea aims to put trade finance on the blockchain by 2021. UK startup takes billion-dollar tokenization plan stateside. Bitcoin sees little price boost from long-term bull cross. Next Bitcoin halving could squeeze out retail miners, but jury's split on price. Peter Thiel backs $200 million valuation for renewable Bitcoin mining in the US. On October 16, here were the news. EY launches blockchain tool to help bring accountability to public finances. UK woman faces death threats after speaking out on alleged scam OneCoin. Libra plays down troubles, anticipates 100 members by launch. NASDAQ lists an AI-powered index of crypto markets' top 100 performers. Bermuda starts development of a blockchain-based national ID system. Bermuda now accepts USDC crypto for taxes and government services. XRP price exits downtrend to hit three-week high. US law enforcement traces Bitcoin transfers to NAB largest child porn site. Foxconn founder, Libra can converge with China's digital currency in Taiwan. Bitcoin price indicator shows bearish mood strongest since February. On October 17, here were the news. CFTC takes action against crypto options Ponzi scheme. Samsung SDS pilots blockchain-based medical insurance network. Francis Lemaire attacks Facebook's political ambitions with Libra. Shellfish plant is putting scallops on IBM's food tracking blockchain. Blockchain shy Bank of America quietly pilots Ripple technology. Fed Governor Brainard identifies Libra threat, says regulatory hurdles abound. Bitcoin price may test $7,750 as selling pressure grows. Venezuelan migrants are using Bitcoin for remittances, but there's a catch. On October 18, here were the news. Watch, how JET8 is injecting crypto into the social media value chain. Crypto exchange Upbit's operator eyes blockchain in OTC securities trading. Cambodia's central bank testing digital wallet to ease cross-border payments. Digital securities exchange taps R3's blockchain for post-trade activities. Binance hikes leverage to 125x for launch of Bitcoin Tether futures. Fake Tor browser has been spying, stealing Bitcoin for years. Tourists in popular Japanese region could soon use a local cryptocurrency. Bitcoin has failed but global stablecoins a threat, say BIS and G7. Huobi plans to open fiat gateway with Lira Tether pairing in Turkey. Looming death cross suggests Bitcoin may be nearing price bottom. What to make of the SEC's latest Bitcoin ETF rejection? This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.